A medically trained journalist stands on an exercise bike, about to sprint with maximum effort for just 20 seconds. He's skeptical. Decades of conventional wisdom insist that real fitness requires hours of sweating. Yet the science before him tells a different story. Those 20 seconds, repeated just twice with recovery in between, might deliver what an hour of jogging promises. This isn't wishful thinking or marketing hype. It's a paradigm shift backed by rigorous research, one that's helped millions worldwide, from Hollywood stars to everyday people, transform their bodies in a fraction of the time they thought necessary. The revolution isn't about working out more, it's about working out smarter. For generations, we've believed more exercise equals better health. This isn't wrong. Regular movement strengthens bones, sharpens minds, reduces cancer risk, and lifts moods. Every 20 minutes of daily exercise adds roughly an hour to your life. Yet fewer than 1 in 5 people in developed nations meet recommended activity levels. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Conventional exercise is remarkably inefficient for weight loss. Burning off a large chocolate muffin requires running 6 miles. Losing a single pound of fat demands running an hour daily for 6 days, the equivalent of a full marathon. When Australian researchers had 45 overweight women cycle moderately for 40 minutes, 3 times weekly for 15 weeks, they actually gained an average pound of fat. Our bodies sabotage us subtly. Exercise makes us hungrier. Sometimes just thinking about working out triggers increased eating. Set point theory reveals how metabolism slows as you lose weight, becoming more efficient at hoarding calories. Yet here's what matters more: fitness itself. A landmark study tracking 22,000 men for 8 years found that fit, overweight men lived just as long as fit men of normal weight. Being active trumps being thin. High-intensity training mirrors ancestral movement patterns. The Hadza people of Tanzania demonstrate this. Men walk 7 miles daily hunting, women 4 miles gathering. They conserve energy carefully, alternating low-intensity movement with explosive bursts, sprinting after game, hauling carcasses, scaling trees. This rhythm keeps Hadza men at 13% body fat versus 21% for North American men. Early 20th century German coach Waldemar Gerschle formalized this natural pattern. His athletes would sprint until heart rates hit 180 beats per minute, rest until dropping to 120, then repeat. Within 3 weeks, heart volumes increased 20%. Roger Bannister used similar principles, 10 one-minute sprints with brief recoveries to break the 4-minute mile. Professor Martin Gabala at McMaster University proved this works for everyone. Volunteers performed 30-second cycling sprints with 4-minute recoveries. After just 15 minutes of hard exercise across 2 weeks, they doubled their endurance. 90 to 100 minutes of steady cycling produced identical improvements to intervals totaling 2 to 3 minutes of intense effort. Same results, 1/5 the time. Brief, intense effort works because of mitochondria, microscopic power plants converting oxygen and glucose into ATP, the energy fueling every movement and thought. High-intensity training triggers your body to build more mitochondria in both skeletal muscles and your heart, with participants showing up to 35% more mitochondrial density after just 6 weeks. These additional mitochondria become powerful fat-burning engines. An Australian study compared moderate exercise, 3 40-minute sessions weekly, with high-intensity intervals, 3 20-minute sessions weekly. Only the interval group lost weight, averaging 5.5 pounds, with some shedding over 17 pounds. The heavier participants lost the most around their stomachs, with fasting insulin dropping 31%. The moderate exercise group, despite spending twice as long working out, actually gained 0.5 pound. High-intensity training burns fat through multiple pathways. It builds metabolically active muscle that continues burning fat long after you stop, the afterburn effect. It triggers a 1,450% surge in adrenaline and noradrenaline, hormones targeting abdominal fat and activating brown fat, special calorie-burning tissue that can burn 500 calories daily per ounce. Most surprisingly, intense exercise suppresses appetite more effectively than moderate activity, and within just 2 weeks, insulin sensitivity can improve by 58%. Fast fitness transforms cardiovascular health through intensity, not duration. Push to genuine discomfort where breathing labors and muscles burn. The bare minimum? 2 20-second all-out sprints with 2-minute recovery, 4 to 6 minutes total. The 30-second sprinter? 4 30-second bursts with 3 to 4 minutes recovery, 16 minutes total. The 60-second workout? 60-second bursts at 90% effort, alternated with 90-second recovery, targeting 80% maximum heart rate. 5 repetitions prove effective. The fat burner alternates 8 seconds intense cycling with 12 seconds recovery, building from 5 to 20 minutes. The 4-minute sprinter, a single 4-minute continuous burst. Norwegian research showed 3 weekly sessions significantly improved aerobic capacity, reduced body fat, and lowered blood pressure in sedentary middle-aged men. Fast walking alternates 1 to 3 minutes of demanding pace with 3-minute recovery. All workouts adapt to cycling, running, stair climbing, swimming, or cross trainers. Fast strength builds muscle using body weight. Perform each exercise at maximum intensity for 30 seconds with 10 seconds rest. Push-ups, wall sits, crunches, squats, planks, high-knee running, lunges. For efficiency, try the fast ladder. Choose 4 exercises, perform 10 repetitions of each, then 9, then 8, counting down to 1. Do fast strength 2 to 3 times weekly on non-consecutive days. Even with regular fast exercise, we face a sedentary crisis. Since the 1950s, middle-aged women's average waist size expanded from 28 to 34 inches as labor-saving devices eliminated activities burning 1,000 daily calories. Many sit 12 hours daily, 20 hours of stillness, including sleep. Professor Jim Levine at the Mayo Clinic found prolonged sitting dramatically reduces lipoprotein lipase activity, raising blood sats and increasing heart disease risk by 40%. The solution, NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, calories burned through everyday movement. Stand while on calls or watching television. Walk to colleagues instead of emailing. Conduct walking meetings, which boost creativity by 60%. Hunter-gatherers walk 6 to 10 kilometers daily, approximately 10,000 steps, our recommended target. Walking 30 minutes after a fatty meal reduced circulating blood fats by 33%. Simply standing more, pacing during calls, and taking stairs burns an extra 350 daily calories, equivalent to running 1,000 miles yearly. Naturally thin people stand approximately 2 hours longer daily than heavier individuals, burning an additional 130,000 calories annually. We chase shortcuts, productivity pills, mindfulness apps, fitness challenges, yet the most powerful transformation requires no subscription, just minutes of genuine effort and willingness to move. Your body isn't broken. It's designed for a life we no longer live. Those mitochondria, brown fat, and cardiovascular system are dormant, waiting for the signal that survival demands more. High-intensity training provides that signal efficiently. Track your progress with honest metrics. Resting heart rate, above 70 beats per minute, increases heart attack risk. Glucose tolerance, push-up count, and waist-to-height ratio should be less than half. These numbers reveal transformation more honestly than any mirror. For millions of years, your ancestors sprinted, climbed, lifted, and walked. They didn't exercise, they lived. In reclaiming that pattern through brief, intense bursts scattered throughout modern life, you're not just getting fitter, you're remembering what it means to be human. Start with 20 seconds. Stand more often. Walk with purpose. Your body has been waiting for this conversation.